Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 35, Andre Chikatilo. Andre Chikatilo was one of the most infamous serial killers of the 20th century, a man whose gruesome crimes terrorized the Soviet Union for over a decade. His brutal reign of murder, spanning from 1978 to 1990, exposed the deep flaws in the Soviet justice system and remains one of the most disturbing cases in criminal history. The sheer brutality of his crimes, coupled with the systemic failures that allowed him to evade capture for so long, make his story a chilling reminder of the darkest aspects of human nature. Born on the 16th of October 1936 in the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, Chikatilo grew up during one of the most brutal periods of Soviet history. His early years were marked by extreme hardship, famine, and war. The Soviet Union was still reeling from the effects of collectivization, and the Great Famine of the early 1930s had devastated Ukraine. Chikatilo's family was among those who suffered immensely, with food shortages leading to widespread starvation. His mother, Yevdokia, told him horrifying stories of children being cannibalized during the famine, a detail that would later gain significance when considering the nature of his crimes. During World War II, his father was captured by the Germans and spent years as a prisoner of war, returning home only to be labeled a traitor by Soviet authorities. The stigma of this accusation followed the family, and Chikatilo grew up feeling weak, inadequate, and bullied by his peers. He struggled with chronic impotence from a young age, something that only deepened his feelings of inferiority. Academically, he was intelligent but socially awkward, leading to further isolation. After finishing school, Chikatilo pursued higher education and became a teacher. However, his career in teaching was short-lived due to allegations of inappropriate behavior towards students. His inability to control his urges, coupled with the Soviet system's reluctance to openly address sexual crimes, meant that instead of being formally punished, he was quietly dismissed and allowed to find other work. This lack of accountability would prove to have devastating consequences. Chikatilo committed his first known murder in 1978, when he lured a 9-year-old girl, Yelena Zakotnova, into a secluded area. He attempted to rape her, but when he failed, he stabbed her repeatedly in a fit of rage. This was the first instance of a pattern that would define his killings. He derived sexual gratification from stabbing his victims to death. The violence compensated for his impotence, giving him a sense of power and control that he lacked in other aspects of his life. Zakotnova's body was later found in a river, and a local man with a criminal record, Alexander Kravchenko, was arrested and executed for the crime. This miscarriage of justice allowed Chikatilo to continue his killing spree undetected. Throughout the 1980s, Chikatilo preyed on the most vulnerable members of society, children, teenagers, and young women, often luring them away from train stations or bus stops. The Soviet Union at the time was an environment where crimes of this nature were rarely publicized, as authorities were reluctant to acknowledge serial killers existed within their borders. The official stance was that such crimes were a product of Western decadence, not Soviet society. This denial hindered investigations and allowed Chikatilo to continue killing with relative impunity. His methods were exceptionally brutal. He would lure victims into isolated areas, tie them up, and proceed to mutilate them, often removing body parts or gouging out their eyes. He inflicted horrific wounds, sometimes even biting chunks of flesh from his victims. His murders were not just acts of violence, but expressions of deeply rooted psychological torment. The sheer brutality of his crimes, coupled with his ability to evade capture for so long, created an atmosphere of fear across the Soviet Union. As the bodies piled up, the authorities began to realize they were dealing with a serial killer. The KGB and militia formed a special task force to catch him, but the investigation was plagued by bureaucratic inefficiencies, outdated forensic techniques, and political reluctance to admit the scale of the problem. Dozens of innocent men were arrested and executed during the manhunt, as the authorities rushed to close cases without concrete evidence. It was not until 1990 that Chikatilo was finally apprehended. A breakthrough came when police, using psychological profiling techniques that were relatively new to Soviet law enforcement, identified him as a suspect. He had been seen loitering at train stations, engaging with potential victims, and displaying behaviour that matched the killer's profile. Under surveillance, he was eventually caught attempting to lure a child, leading to his arrest. During interrogation, Chikatilo initially denied any involvement, but later confessed to 56 murders, providing chillingly detailed accounts of each one. His confessions were so specific that investigators had no doubt they had finally caught the right man. He took investigators to the sites where he had disposed of bodies, providing information that only the killer could have known. His trial in 1992 was a spectacle, with Chikatilo displaying bizarre behaviour, often shouting and disrupting proceedings. He was housed in a cage during court sessions to prevent him from attacking those present. The families of his victims called for swift and severe punishment. Found guilty of 52 murders, he was sentenced to death. In 1994, he was executed by a gunshot to the back of the head. Chikatilo's case had profound effects on law enforcement in post-Soviet Russia. It exposed the weaknesses of the Soviet criminal justice system, from its unwillingness to acknowledge serial killers to the flawed forensic practices that led to wrongful convictions. His ability to kill for over a decade without being caught underscored the dangers of bureaucratic inefficiency and state denial. Despite the passage of time, the crimes of Andrei Chikatilo continue to horrify and fascinate criminologists and the public alike. His combination of intelligence, sadism, and deception makes him one of history's most terrifying serial killers. His legacy is one of pain and suffering, a grim reminder of what happens when a system fails to recognize and address the warning signs of a deeply disturbed individual. The scars left by his crimes remain in Russia's history, a chilling testament to one of the darkest chapters of criminal history. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.